This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and on the program, we're going to be talking to our October Hometown Hope featured organization, and that is the Lunaway 4-H. I'm so happy to have on the program with me Janelle Stewart, who is the Extension Educator 4-H Youth Development. And Janelle, it's good to have you on the show.
Thanks, Dale. It's great to be here, and I'm excited to talk with my favorite radio host as well as about my favorite topic, 4-H.
Absolutely. Well, congratulations on getting the Hometown Hope for the month of October, too.
Thank you. We really appreciate it, and we're really excited about getting the word out about all the great things that we do in 4-H.
Well, 4-H has been around for a long time, Janelle.
We absolutely have been. We're an old organization, actually. 4-H started in 1902, actually, in the states of Ohio and Iowa. So we got to give the props there to Ohio at this point. But 1902, they started with actually corn clubs. It was based on teaching young people about the new ways of raising corn.
No kidding.
Researchers were finding that there was new technology, new things that you can do in order to raise corn. And believe it or not, the adults in the household, the people that were the farmers, back in 1902 we're talking,
right,
they were quite open to the new ideas of what research was telling them. So someone brilliantly said, well, let's just work with the kids, the next generation. The very first year that the fields were planted, the same fields that the families were operating at that point, the youth out yielded their parents
The
new research and the new information that they had. So that was the birth, really, of 4-H in 1902. It was all about working with young people about new practices of agriculture. So, yeah. And then in 1908, Michigan came on board with a 4-H program in Muskegon County. So we'll give props to Muskegon.
Right.
And a few years later in Lenawee County in 1914, we came along with our own 4-H programs right here. So since 1914, we have had 4-H youth development programs right here in Lenawee County.
That's awesome. That is awesome. All right, we say 4-H. I know those who are in 4-H get to know this. What are the 4-H's?
So they stand for your head, your heart, your hands, and your health. And those are the 4-H's that we ask youth every single club meeting, every single time they come together, to do a pledge that includes them making a commitment, basically,
mm-hmm,
that through their 4-H involvement, they are going to use their head, heart, hands, and health.
Excellent. Well, let's talk about 4-H right now here in Lenawee County. How big of is 4-H here in Lenawee County, Janelle?
Well, we are booming. I will have to say 2020, we took a little dip there when we couldn't have a lot of programming efforts going on. But we are booming right now, and we hope that many people will decide to join us. Because right here in Lenawee County, we have over 1,100 youth that are involved in about 49 4-H clubs.
Wow.
Those 49 clubs are all over the county. It's not just in one area, one township, one city, anything like that. We have clubs in all the corners of Lenawee County. So about 1,100 4-H kids every year make a commitment to a year-long programming aspect, because that's what our clubs do.
Mm-hmm.
They're a year-long. They come together every month, sometimes twice a month, sometimes weekly when they get going on some really good projects. But that's where our club setting lands. And then we also have what we call our short-term programs. So when we go out and do like one-time programs, maybe we're partnering with local organizations to do things, but we reach an additional 2,260 kids.
Wow.
Who really truly is like, oh, I just had a 4-H experience.
Yes.
But maybe not the long-term commitment that our club kids do.
Right.
So a total of over 3,360 kids in Lenawee County were affected last year by our 4-H youth development programs. And I have to tell you, because you think, wow, that's a lot, right?
Yeah.
It's done with one full-time employee.
No.
Well, I'll qualify that there, because this is where I'm going to ask people to help us out a little bit. So we have one full-time employee in Lenawee County, myself and Cheryl Maul. Sounds like two of us, right? But we each have a 0.5 assignment here to 4-H programming in the county. And so we can't touch 3,360-some kids by us doing it alone. So
Sure. Really,
truly, the bread and butter of what makes 4-H tick is those 250-plus volunteers that have been screened and trained right here in Lenawee County in order to help us deliver these great programming opportunities that we have for 4-H.
I'm glad you mentioned about the fact that they're screened and trained, mm-hmm, because, there are there's certain things you have to know in order to be a volunteer and to be able to take on a 4-H club or being able to help out with the 4-H'ers.
Yeah, you know what? We're looking for people who would like to just give of their time, dedicate some of their knowledge. I used to say you have to have an expertise, and I decided along my life I don't have any expertise. I'm a master of nothing, but I dabble in a little bit of everything, right?
Yes, yeah.
So if you have something that you enjoy doing and you think a young person would also enjoy learning more about it, you can become a 4-H volunteer because our project area, our programming area is endless. We don't have anybody that dictates to us about, oh, you have to do this program, this program, this program. It is up to the imagination of the young people as well as the adults who are willing to step forward. So you come to us, you want to be a volunteer, we can connect you with a full-time club that meets all year long, or we can set you up in what we call a short-term spin club where you come and you say, you know what, Janelle, I've got about 6 weeks I could really dig in and teach coding. I'm going to use that as an example. And then we're going to set you up with a program that's short-term like that. So you have any type of interest, we're going to teach you about youth development. We're going to teach you about when you come in and you work with the age range of kids that we have, what are some things you should know?
Sure.
Then we're going to rely on you to have a little bit of knowledge of something you want to pass along to young people. But we're going to be right there by your side. We're going to walk you through all of our processes. And I think something I'm most proud of is the fact that we now screen our volunteers, mm-hmm. too. We want to make sure that our youth are safe when they are being or interacting and working with adults in the community. So we're going to take you through a screening process. We'll walk you through that very easily and then give you some training both online and in person.
Okay.
And, yeah. We'll have a great time.
Great. Now, if they would like to volunteer, how should they do that? What's the process?
So there's two ways. One, easiest, they can call our office at 517-264-5300. Or they could go on and look on the internet and look for 4-H Volunteer Central, it's called. But you could also just look for our website for Michigan State University Extension 4-H in Lenawee County. And you can click on a button that says volunteer, and it's an online process that they'll take you through.
Okay.
But we can do it by talking on the phone, or you can jump on the computer right away.
Excellent. You know, the thing is that you know as well as anybody that I've been associated with and been involved with 4-H, you know, for a long time, especially here at the radio station, talking to a lot of 4-H'ers. 4-H covers a wide range of topics and programs, doesn't it?
Yes, absolutely. As I said, I used to always say this, Dale, it's always my funny, is like 4-H is more than cows, sows, and plows, right? We are very deeply rooted in the agriculture in our background, as I said, about how we started in 1902.
Right.
But 4-H now is whatever youth want to do and whatever volunteers want to offer them. So some of our growing areas include, believe it or not, but going back to the basic life skills types of things. We're doing lots of sewing classes. We have a group of clover buds. So our clover buds are our younger 4-H'ers, our 5 to 7-year-olds, who are coming and cooking on a regular basis with us because they're loving it. They come with their parent. They learn some cooking skills. They go home with a dish, something to eat. The sewing, the numbers of kids that are taking projects to the fair, but in general, learning how to so is just huge. So we are finding a kind of like what goes around comes around type of thing, but going back a little bit to the roots and that, right? We are very much embedded in livestock, agriculture. It's at the fair, you see all the animals and the projects and that. But we are finding a great request in people asking for sewing and cooking and needle art. We're doing crocheting. Some of those really basic skill level things that maybe young people aren't getting in any other place, so we can fill that niche.
Which I think is an awesome thing, you know, for them to do that. Boy, I you mentioned about the clover buds, but then you've got other project areas like Bloom where you're planted as well, Janelle.
Yeah, you know, we have a couple of programs right here in Lenawee County where we are working with with individuals with special needs, differently able-bodied people. And we do it through our Lenoy Therapeutic Riding Program, which is occurring right now. We're in 6 weeks of young people riding horses. And then during the summer, you can join us at Hidden Lake Gardens at any time during the summer at inquire about our program, but it's a mentoring program for young people doing outdoor horticultural craft activities at the gardens. And it's just a great experience for the interaction and the friendships that are built.
Who can participate in 4-H? What's the age range?
So I mentioned you can start as early as 5. Our 5 to 7-year-olds is our clover buds, and they are the age bracket that's non-competitive.
Yeah.
They are the ones that are here to explore, really learn, have lots of experiences. And then once you reach the age of 8, we can throw you into a little bit more competition type of opportunities that we have, and you can go until you're 19 years of age.
Okay. And the opportunities are just endless when it comes to 4-H, you know, things that are available to them, not only with the projects, you know, for the club, but other things that they're that can be available to them too, Jeanette.
Absolutely. You know, we say that we get kids involved because of the projects, right?
Yeah.
Who would want to come to 4-H if I said we were going to do learn about conflict resolution or time management, right?
Yeah.
You know, no, they are going to come when we're talking about all of the other ideas and things that we were just talking about. But while they're there, we're really working on those life skills. We are looking at teaching young people leadership. That's one of our biggest things that we're most proud of.
Yes.
Is that the young people in our 4-H program leave knowing leadership. They know how to run a meeting. They're going to serve right alongside you on a service club and probably going to know parliamentary procedure better than most do. But then they can also advance and go on to state events like our 4-H Exploration Days program, Capital Experience. We had a large group of kids that went up to Vet Science Camp this summer looking for that experience of hoping to be a vet in the future.
Wow.
After they, you know, finish the state level, I shouldn't say finish, but they can also at the same time go to our national programs where they can travel to Atlanta, Georgia for a national conference, a national congress we have. We go to Washington, D.C. a couple of times a year with kids. And then also we have an international component. You can stay right here at home and learn about international programs through our China Art Program, our pen pals, our visual arts letters and all of that. But then if you want to host, you can do that. Or if you want to travel, you can do that. So we say that our programs are local, state, national, and international.
And of course, we can't go without saying about the fair every single year, the Lenoy County Fair.
Our favorite time of the year for many of 4-H'ers. And thank you, WLEN, for all that you guys do here for the radios and the spotlights that we have on the young people all week long. But yes, the fair is that point of time that the kids just love spending that week there, having fun, showcasing their projects, having an opportunity to really, truly show the community what their hard work looks like all year long.
Absolutely. And be able to do that competing with their peers.
Yes. Yeah. You know, it's great to see. I mean, we have competitive young people. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
And they're there to win. There's no, you know, I mean, but, you know, it's fun to watch them be competitive. It's fun to watch them celebrate each other. Sometimes we just got to, you know, have a few tears to celebrate, but to get over that loss or disappointment.
Yeah.
But what I always say and I'm most proud of is no matter who wins in that ring, the sting goes away, and those guys are friends. Those kids are friends.
Yes, yes. That is so true.
It's just fun to watch them find all of that fun things that they do when they're not in a show ring and cheer each other on all the time.
And such a learning process as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Jeanette, if they would like more information about 4-H to either volunteer or finding a 4-H club near them that they would like to, or there are some other clubs that are just, you know, like the that are more towards the horses and things like that. How's the best way for them to do that?
Again, we really, truly want to talk to you. So give us a call. Our phone number again at the Michigan State University Extension 4-H office is 517-264-4255. 5300. You can always look us up online, but we really truly enjoy talking with you, making sure that we're matching you up with what fits best for you, your family, your child, or what volunteer opportunity you would like.
Janelle Stewart, the Extension Educator, 4-H Youth Development, thank you so much for being on the program. And again, congratulations on being the Hometown Hope for October.
Thank you very much, Dale.
This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner. We'll talk again soon.